is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
It's been a big day. You've been getting some of this, I don't know, some stuff thrown at you about these power rankings. And I thought we should just go ahead and address it at the beginning and get it over with. And just be careful. They're sitting really close. Even if they have a bad shot, they might still be able to hit you with something.
I have already been threatened with rotten tomatoes.
And it looked like baloney.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Baloney. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Today's been a big Facebook day.
Yeah.
Certainly. From literally, I walked into my office and checked my Facebook for the first time and then was like, what in the world is this? And then it has evolved from that point forward.
It's been a busy day on Facebook, as I've noticed. So, you know, I don't even know about the power rankings anymore, so I'm just going to avoid them best we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, a lot of piling on, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right, so you guys had a game that got canceled, then forfeited.
Yep.
So talk a little bit about that process, because we did a show, we were talking about them diagramming how we were going to win that game, and then I guess the next day,
yeah,
they contacted you guys.
Yeah, and they told us that they had, or they suspected they had, 3 cases of COVID. And so they didn't want to get anybody involved, so they thought they were going to have to quarantine the team and all this stuff. And so they were waiting on tests that were pending. Apparently the tests came back this weekend and they were all negative. So that's good for them, bad for us. We were going to try to make it up, or we had asked to go ahead and make it up on this coming Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but right after we played Pinewood that Tuesday, and they didn't want to, so they forfeited. Is how it pretty much went down.
So if I'm not mistaken, that you get the W, which is good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you start looking at region brackets and rankings, that really, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know if that really helps us.
Well, that's been my question, and I ask the same thing with the backs preps. How does that help us ranking-wise? You know, if we go out there and shut them out and score, you know, it don't matter how many you score, but at a certain point, I think they cut it off. But, you know, how does that help us in the rankings? And so what I was told, it didn't hurt us, and it didn't help us. So it just kind of kept us in the same spot we're at. So right now we're 7th. Probably, as we were talking, now that this coach was talking, we felt like we should be 6-1 and be 2nd or 3rd right now. But, you know, everybody we played, and I say this, and his rankings have been either 2nd or 3rd, and besides Calvary Day, who's got a winning record in GHSA Private and has probably the possibility to win their region. So, you know, it kind of frustrates me we're going to go off something in this off of these things to base our ranking going into playoffs, but yet there's people ranked ahead of us that they played a bunch of smaller AA schools that got moved up and haven't really competed against the top-tier competition in our league.
So moving forward, the next game that you're obviously looking at is the Pinewood Patriots, which is a huge region game. But before we jump to them, I kind of want to talk about the region. So obviously Bullock still sits there at 2-0 undefeated. Pinewood is there as well at 2-0. Those two are going to play each other for the region championship and a 1 seed. And then St. Andrews is 1-1, and we're 1-1 because of what we just did. And then Trinity has yet to be able to find a region playoff win. So it looks to me the way this is going to shake out is
You know, Pinewood and Bullock are probably going to end up with a 1-2 in some order. And then it looks as if, you know, us and St. Andrews are competing for the 3 and the 4. We still have Pinewood. Who do they have left?
They play Bullock this Friday. So I would say Bullock's going to be undefeated going into the last week of the season. And us and Pinewood, if you know, we go over there and win, we're going to stake our claim to part of it too. So if we go and upset Pinewood, then it'll be us and Pinewood at 2-1. And then if Pinewood were to go to beat Bullock, we got a 3-way tie. And then I'm not sure what the tiebreaker is, but here's the thing. It doesn't really matter because we're not going to go on region seedings. We're going on the max prep rankings. And so for us, if we were to beat Pinewood, it'll probably bump us up to 4th or 5th. We're not sure, but it, you know, and if we lose to Pinewood, we're probably going to stay at 7th or 8th. And then we play Trinity the following week, and Pinewood and Bullock have to play each other in Tipped area, and Westfield has to play John Millage. So there's going to be some shuffling that goes on these last 2 weeks to see where everybody's at, and it's going to come down to the last week of the season to see how the brackets are made.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I'm glad you mentioned about if you guys take down Pinewood and then, you know, Bullock and the Pinewood score happens, or what, you know, the result of that game, and that it creates a 3-way tie. I had not put that math together yet.
Yeah, if we get a 3-way tie, I guess we're just going to go and meet and draw straws and see who actually gets the region championship trophy, because we're not going to have a chance to go play one another in a mini game or any of that stuff. And who wants to when you're getting ready for the playoffs? So I'm sure they've got it off points, you know, that you've given up and points scored. So I don't know. I think it'll probably be the amount of points that you give up. And with that being said, I think we have a good chance to be in it. But again, we got to go beat Pinewood this Friday and take care of our business there, and then give ourselves a chance to, you know, be a part of the 3-way tie right there, hopefully, in the end. And it doesn't even matter if Bullock beats Pinewood in the end, then they're going to win it all anyway. So you just got to go play hard and let the chips fall at this point.
In that case, if it is points scored, then it would be advantageous for us with the forfeit, because we would have given up 0 in that game.
Yeah, I mean, we've given up 20 and 0 to those teams. So, you know, and we don't give up a ton of points anyway. We play pretty good defense, and, you know, we're going to continue, I hope, to play very good defense and be consistent on offense. So, with that being said, we have a chance to be right in the middle of having another region championship. I think it's come down the last 3 years, the last 6 years, it's been us or Pinewood win the region. So, you know, for 6 or 7 years, we've been one of us two have won it. So it's pretty crazy.
I'm trying to rack my brain when you say that, and that I'm just kind of thinking, I mean, I know you're right, but then I think, wow, Bullock hasn't won one.
No, they haven't.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's been us or Pinewood winning the region the last 6, maybe 7 years, I think, the way it's panned out.
And most of those region championships between us and Pinewood reside right here on St. Simon's.
Yeah, we have quite a few, yeah.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by our host, Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Look at you. You got fans. They're on Facebook. They're worldwide. You're famous.
Your wife says infamous, but whatever. So you had mentioned to me when you rolled up here before we got on the air that you guys had an intra-squad game today.
Oh, we did. The kids come to me and say, Coach, let's just divide up and scrimmage. Let's play. Let us pick teams and go play. And I was like, guys, there's 25 of you right now dressed out. No, we can't get anybody hurt. And they're like, we're not, but we're going to go hard. We're going to run their plays. We'll run our plays. And I was like, this is going to be, it's not going to be good. Anytime we do something like that, I think somebody will get hurt. But actually, I let them go today for about an hour and a half. It came down to a tie. It was 8-8. It was actually a pretty good game. We're really good on defense is what I realized. We're not very good on offense when we were playing. But our defense is pretty stout. All kids can play defense. Our group's pretty tough. And I told them that tonight after we broke up, our defense is really good. They do a good job. They know what they're doing, and they get to the ball and they play. And so it's 8-8. It's getting dark, so I had to take them to the game field. And so we turned the lights on, and we did overtime from 10 and in. And they tied again. We had one group score on the first play in overtime, and the next group scored on the last play. We gave them four downs. It was 4th and 17, and they completed one in the end zone to tie it up. So we needed to get through our team scripts, and so I said, all right, we're going to go to the kickers, and we're going to let them decide it from the 20 out. We're going to just let them kick, and whoever misses first, the other team wins, because both kickers were on opposite teams. So it only took one try, and Colin hit the game-winning field goal right at the beginning, and Eli hit it off the upright. So I don't know which team it was. It wasn't Will Counts' team, was it? Because he was the one that was begging to do it. So Will's team lost, and he wasn't happy. He wanted to play more overtime games. He didn't want to leave it up to the kickers. But that's how we do it. It was penalty kicks. I just kind of went with a little soccer and some penalty kicks. But it was actually a pretty good little practice. They got after it and kind of set the tone. I thought they were very physical. You know, we were working offense and defense. They were working hard against each other. And I thought we got some pretty good work for an hour and a half out there with them. And then we went through our team script. So kids did a good job today.
I got to figure, too, that that's a really good thing to go through the scrimmage, not have anybody get hurt. And at the same time, since you didn't play Friday night, the kids kind of get a game feel and some contact moving forward.
Oh, they did too. I mean, it was full speed, and they were going there. They weren't going to let anybody beat them. They didn't want to get beat, but it was a good game. We enjoyed it. We watched them play, and we let them go, and they called their own plays. A couple times they tried to draw some stuff up in the dirt, and then they realized that they forgot to block some people, and they would make a tag on the backfield, and be like, oh, yeah, that's why Coach Derek draws that stuff up that way. Okay. And they realized a few times that was the trick to the trade there. But it was pretty good for them. And they did a good job. You know, I thought the kids practiced real hard, great intensity. And, you know, it was a Wednesday, and we felt like we were a little flat. And I let them do it. They took off, and they ran with it. Did a good job today.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, you said you figured out with the scrimmage, you got a bunch of guys that can play defense, still working on offense. What are some things that you need to do to improve on offense?
Offensively, it's We just have some inconsistencies at times. We'll miss one block here, and everybody else has got it blocked, or you know, we get a bad snap or something like that. It's just going to be, and I say this every week, if we can be consistently good, don't drop a snap, get a good snap, get the handoff, get everybody blocked, do our rules every time, read our keys, get the ball out quick when we're throwing it, and do those things, our offense will be really, really good. And we've executed at times where we've been outstanding. You know, and when we played Bullock, I thought we did a really good job in that game offensively. We did a great job, as we say, from running from 20 to 20. But inside the 20, you got to score points. And, you know, we kick field goals. And that's what come back to get us. So, you know, we talked about it. And we were like, okay, do we have a goal line offense? Well, not necessarily. Our goal line offense is keep everybody kind of spread out. And hopefully we can get a power lead somewhere here and there and get a play. You know, we can't get in there foot to foot and push people around. Our biggest offensive lineman is 230 pounds, and then after that, it kind of goes downhill. The rest of our guys are about 180, 190 up front. So we got to get angles, and we got to use our speed. And you know, I think for us offensively, again, be consistent and make the blocks and make the plays and read the keys. And if we can do that, move the chains Friday night, we have a chance. Because like I said, our defense, our kids can play some defense. They understand their job on defense.
Yeah, I certainly want to talk to you about that in a minute, but also other than region standings and where it puts us in the playoffs, this game against Pinewood on Friday is another important game in the sense that you get a W, it gives you 6 wins, guarantees you a winning season, and of course that's a rebound from last year, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first time that you had not had a winning season since you were at Frederick, am I wrong?
It was, well, the second year when we went from AA to AAA is when we didn't have a winning season. So my second year was the only time. But every time besides last year, we've had a winning season. So we've been blessed.
So that would be the 6th win of the season. So that would guarantee you of at least, you know, a 6-4 record. The 3-way tie, possibly moving up the rankings, maybe, you know, maybe get to take the trophy home. So a really, really big game. I don't think that can be understated. And you have to make the trip over there.
Yeah, and it's not going to be. I mean, we've played at some tough places. Pinewood's one of the toughest ones, you know, to go. It's nothing we're not used to going over there and playing. But, you know, when we put the schedule together, we knew we were going to have tough games on the road. None of them were easy at home, or none of them were going to be easy, and our home games were probably going to be probably the easier of the group. And if we could have flipped it, it would have been a lot better. But that's the way it works. Every other year, you're going to get to go on the road and have to play some tough games. And the way it's set up, we got our 2 toughest region opponents on the road this year, and we had to go play Calvary on the road, and we played Tipped Area, and we played Bowwood. You know, you think about the road record. You think about who we played on the road. Bowwood was 2nd when we played them. We played Tipped, and they were 3rd. Calvary's probably going to win their region. Bullock was 2nd when we played them, and now we're going to play Pinewood, and they're ranked 2nd. So we played 3 number 2 teams, a number 3 team, and a team that's probably going to win their region in GHSA, so in the private league. So it's going to be – we've had a challenging year, and I thought the kids have done a good job with the number of kids that we've got.
Heading on another long road trip, Coach. So for the ones of us that maybe might not be as savvy geographically, tell us exactly where Belleville is.
You're going to ask me to say where Belleville's at. Somewhere near Lyons, Georgia, about 20 minutes. I'm not sure if it's north or south, but it's in the middle of nowhere. So you know where it's at? I know right where it's at. I'm going to give you a geographic. It's by Claxton, Georgia, the fruitcake capital of the world. It's right there about 5 minutes from Claxton. It literally down the road.
They made chicken there too.
Okay, I know that. Sorry. Yeah. But that's where they're located. Yeah, once you put it together, they're right beside Claxton. So, yeah. And it's going to be a long ride, but, you know, it's going to be tough.
We'll be right back with Frederick County Coaches Show and Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show. Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Okay, Coach, so I want to talk a little bit about the Pinewood Patriots. They're 6-2 on the season. We, I've already mentioned that they are 2-0 in the region. They've got us coming up, big game, and they still have Bullock on the schedule. So probably the toughest remaining schedule, I would assume, region-wise, of anybody that's in our region. And so you look at the scores for their games. I'll get into that in a minute. But they're averaging 39 points, and they're giving up 15.
Yeah, that's about accurate for them. They're very good offensively. They've got a great quarterback. Mick Watson is Coach Watson's son. He does a really good job. He runs the ball well. They're going to spread the field and attack you with all 11 people. So we have to be good on defense, make sure we're running the alleys and we're doing all of our angles, and we do a great job covering them down the field. He can throw the ball. They got some guys with some length that can run. So they got a 6'4 or 6'5 receiver. Plays kind of tight end type spot, and so he's a big lanky kid. So we gotta make sure we got our matchups right there. And then he's they're big up front. I think they probably run about 250 to 240 across front, every one of them. So they're big up front and they move well, and they're gonna be a challenge for us on defense. But our defense has done pretty well all year, so we're gonna go out there and continue to try to play hard.
And I look at a common opponent between them and us, tipped area, where we got nipped by tipped area, probably should have won the football game.
Yeah.
Nip and tuck football game, back and forth, close football game, and it wasn't so much the case with Pinewood. 57-14 winners over tipped area.
Yeah, it came down in that. They hit them two quick scores right there in the second quarter. It was 22-15 at the half, and Pinewood hit two quick scores, and Tiff kind of started removing some of the starters. After that, it was one of those Tuesday games, so Tiff knew they had to play, I think, Brookwood the following Friday, so they took some guys out, and Pinewood did a pretty good job. I mean, not going to take anything away from Pinewood, but Tiff's beat up a little bit. I think they had three or four starters out before they even went into that game, and a couple guys got beat up while they were playing, so they were a little bit shorthanded, and they struggled a little bit, and I think Tiff was pretty much at full capacity when they played us, and we had a couple guys go down even in that game. So, those scores can be deceiving at times, but Pinewood's a good football team. They're good on defense. They run a 4-4 scheme, and then they're just really good at it. And they're experienced. They've had a bunch of kids that they played since they were freshmen, and now they're all juniors and seniors. So they're an experienced team. We're going to be playing a really good football team this Friday.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, they went through a little tough stretch early in the season, Pinewood did. Lost two straight games to John Millage and then also to Clinch County. John Millage beat them 35-0, Clinch County GHSA opponent beat them 34-29, nipped them there. And then from that point, they haven't lost. They've won five straight, a lot of momentum coming into the football game. Like I said, including that win over Tift Erie, which was just a few weeks ago. When you say that, right, they've won five straight, they have a lot of momentum, and then the other side of the argument is, well, they're due for a loss.
I hope. They've played well, but again, it's the strength of who they've been playing. Has helped that out a little bit. You know, they played, I thought they played John Millage. I've got the film up and watched them. I watched them play the Millage game. I've watched it about three or four times. And John Millage really just big played them. So it was some big plays by John Millage that gave them the advantage, two or three big plays, and they're up 21-0. And Pinewood, you know, kind of got out of what they were trying to do a couple series, and then John Millage was able to control the clock. But, they're a good team. And for us to go out there, and I watched them play Clinch. Clinch just gets in there and runs that single wing and got two guys with their hands up there like they're going to be the quarterback. They're going to snap it, and they're going to run and hit you dead in the mouth and do some things. And Clinch run a kickoff back, in that game to get it back going. But Pinewood also picked off a Clinch pass in the end zone and ran it back 100 yards, too. So that'll give you an idea of how fast the Watson kid is. He outrun Clinch all the way back down for 100 yards. So he can run pretty well. But, that was a good game between them and Clinch. And then, you know, them and John Millage. Millage is a very good team. So can't just take all that and look at the scores. It's the hardest thing to look at common opponents and compare them. And because when you watch them play some of these other teams, you go, well, they might have some areas that they're not too strong at, but then you watch them play these really good teams, and you're like, well, I didn't play like that the last game. So, you know, we're going to get their best, and we just have to be prepared for it.
One thing I was thinking about on the way over here to do the show tonight was with the forfeit, it's almost, you know, like we get a free week. And so not having the rigors of a football game on Friday night, the wear and tear on the kids, you know, I think that might help us going into this game and such an important game in the region. Yeah, no?
Well, I hope so. My thing was, I talked to him yesterday, was about game speed. When you've been out of it a week or so, you know, you got to catch up to game speed real fast. So, and that's one of the biggest things, is don't give up a big play early against Pinewood, and let's just make them earn everything. Don't give up big plays. They love to make big plays. The quarterback, again, he's got some wheels and he can make big plays, so we got to limit them from big plays and don't turn the ball over, and we give ourselves a chance to be right in the middle of the game and have a chance to win it.
Again, a huge region game Friday night, the Frederick Academy Knights will head to Belleville, which is in Toombs County, Tatnall County.
I don't know. Wherever Claxton is. There are chickens in Claxton out here, so.
Thanks for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. I guarantee you will enjoy it. 7 p.m. for the Brandon Derrick Show. For Coach Derrick, for Becky Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop signing off. Go Knights.